This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. South Korea's military has warned North Korea not to go ahead with its planned spy satellite launch. A senior official suggesting Monday that South Korea could suspend an inter-Korean agreement to reduce tensions and resume frontline aerial surveillance in response. North Korea's first two attempts to put the spy satellite into space failed, and its promised third attempt has been delayed. South Korean officials say the delay likely because North Korea is now getting Russian technology assistance, and the launch could happen in the coming days. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Monday the NATO alliance was concerned by secessionist rhetoric in Bosnia, as well as by Russian influence in the country, after months of Serb leaders increasingly saying they want to split away.
This is crucial for the stability and the security of the country. NATO has been committed to Bosnia-Herzegovina for many years. Your security matters for the Western Balkans region, and it matters for Europe.
Although the country's leaders had pledged to embrace NATO integration, the pro-Russian Bosnian Serbs have withdrawn their support for joining the alliance, effectively halting Bosnia's Atlantic integration ambitions. Heavy fighting erupted Monday around a hospital in northern Gaza, where thousands of patients and displaced people have been sheltering for weeks. As Israel pressed its offensive, it says is aimed at eradicating Hamas and uprooting their militant infrastructure. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said on Monday that Africa could count on Germany for early investment in the production of green hydrogen, which Germany, which is Europe's largest economy, would need to import in large quantities in order to achieve carbon neutrality.
Making this feasible for Africa is the biggest challenge for the next time. And from my perspective, I think it is one aspect of politics that should be followed by the European Union and especially by Germany. So this is why my personal investment in doing so and discussing these topics is that big, and I will continue to do so.
The compact with Africa got underway today in Berlin. The compact was created in 2017 under the German G20 presidency and aims to bring together reform-minded African countries, international organizations, and bilateral partners to coordinate development agendas and discuss investment opportunity. Former Twitch leader Emmett Shear is taking over as OpenAI's interim chief executive, and Microsoft has announced it's hiring Sam Altman and OpenAI co-founder and former president Greg Brockman to lead Microsoft's new advanced AI research team. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin expressed solidarity with Ukraine after he arrived for an official visit to Kyiv on Monday, stopping by the U.S. Embassy to thank the staff.
I just want you to know that we're grateful for what you're doing. I am personally grateful. The President of the United States is grateful.
The visit comes amid increasing division over Ukraine aid in the U.S. legislature. Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has passed away at the age of 96. VOA's Kane Farabaugh is in her hometown of Plains in the U.S. state of Georgia.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter acknowledged the secret to her nearly 80-year-long marriage to President Jimmy Carter was space and respect.
We grew to respect each other. I respect what he could do. He would respect what I could do.
Eleanor Rosalynn Smith Carter was born in Plains, Georgia on August 18, 1927.
We were poor, but everybody else was poor. We didn't even know we were poor because we had food in the garden and we had a cow in the backyard with milk.
She grew up familiar with the son of a local peanut farmer, James Earl Carter Jr., better known as Jimmy. On a visit back to Plains in 1946, while attending the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, Jimmy Carter proposed. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
You can see this story, more of it, on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.